we've been warning about this for, you know, the last couple of years, that we've seen the pressure growing and we've seen, I suppose, the cracks appearing. And the real concern is that there isn't enough of a response out there. Everything is very reactive and the pace is just far too slow. What we need is something which is much more proactive. Currently, we've got an approach which focuses on emergency provision, which isn't good for people, it isn't good for individuals, it isn't good for families, and it certainly isn't good for children. So we need to look at an approach that focuses more around prevention. How can we prevent people from losing their homes that they currently have? And how can we look at ensuring that people who are currently stuck in emergency accommodation can access housing and get the support that they might need to live independently?
But on that, we are seeing an increase in repossessions. I mean, there were 35 repossession orders granted in the first half of this year in Donegal alone.
Certainly, that's an area that is increasing, and I suppose we'd have great concerns around that. I mean, two key areas where there are flaws are the whole buy-to-rent piece, because obviously they're not the individual's primary home, but they are somebody else's home. So ensuring that the state looks at some measures around supporting those mortgages that are in distress is really important to keep those properties in the private rented sector. But secondly, looking at the mortgage-to-rent scheme, I mean, there's been a really poor delivery in relation to that. The figures that I was looking at earlier today indicate that 3% of those who've applied for the mortgage rent scheme have got them over the line. That's of less than 3,000 properties. So some of the concerns around that are the funding model doesn't seem to be workable. It's very bureaucratic. Also, there seems to be a resistance from the part of both local authorities and lenders. So this scheme probably needs some revision, and we'd be arguing that that should happen as a matter of urgency.